Nadine?
Cheerios.
How many of you ate cereal? Okay, quite a few of you. I want to tell you a story about the cereal. Now, a long, long time ago, rich, what you would eat for breakfast would probably be eggs and meat. And if you were poor, you probably ate cooked cereal, like porridge. But about 100 years ago, that changed. There was a doctor, a Seventh-day Adventist doctor named John Harvey Kellogg. And Dr. Kellogg was in charge of a hospital in Battle Creek, Michigan. And Dr. Kellogg was very interested not only in curing people's sicknesses and diseases, but he was also very, very interested in helping people to stay healthy, to help them not get sick in the first place. And Dr. Kellogg actually invented things and came up with treatments that would help people stay well. And one of the things Dr. Kellogg invented was cereal, the kind of cereal that you eat today that come out of boxes. And Dr. Kellogg had a brother named Will. Will was a very good businessman. And when he saw his brother John develop this cereal that they could keep in a box, Will had an idea. He said, we should sell this cereal and we can make lots and lots of money. And that's what they did. But Dr. John and his brother Will did not get along with each other. They actually had quite a few disagreements. And it got so bad that Will actually decided, I'm not going to work with my brother John anymore, and I'm going to start my own company. And you know what that company is called? Kellogg's. And you probably eat some of their cereal, like Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Well, that was Will Kellogg's company. And one of the ways that they disagreed, because Will was a businessman and he wanted to sell lots of cereal, he told John, let's put sugar in the cereal. That'll make it sweet and more people will want to buy our cereal and eat it. But his brother, Dr. John, said, no, no sugar in the cereal. It's not healthy. And so they didn't agree on that. But guess what? Who won? Will put sugar in his cereal because it was his company. And another way that they disagreed, Will wanted to keep their recipe a secret. His brother, Dr. John, was the one who invented how to make the cereal, developed the recipe, and Will said, we need to keep this a secret so we can make money and no one else will sell the kinds of cereals that we have. But Dr. John did not want to keep it a secret. He said, I want to share this with everybody so that everybody can have this cereal and eat it in the morning and be healthy. And so he would actually invite some of the patients at his hospitals to the kitchen where he was making the cereals and show them how he made the cereal, show them the recipe. And one of the patients who came and looked at that and watched and learned, his last name was Post. And Mr. Post, when he left the hospital, said, I think I will start my own company and make my own cereals. And so today we have Post Grape Nuts and Post Raisin Bran, all because Mr. Post learned the process and the recipe from Dr. John Kellogg. And even though Dr. John and his brother Will didn't get along and eventually went their own way, we still benefit from that because we have Kellogg cereals and Post cereals, and you have something that you can eat in the morning for breakfast. And you know, boys and girls, even though sometimes people don't agree and they have problems, God can still bring something good out of that. God made a promise that in everything he can work and bring a blessing from us, for us, even in a bad situation, like two brothers not getting along. God can still do something good. So I hope you boys and girls will always remember, no matter what happens to you, even if something bad happens to you, God can bring a good thing out of it for you if you'll just trust him and love him. Can we pray together? Will you bow your heads and fold your hands with me? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for promising that you're always with us. And thank you that even when bad things happen, you can still bring something good out of it for each one of us. Help these boys and girls to always remember this, to always love you and trust you, so that you can always bless them. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, help them to trust you so you can bless them always. Watch over them and keep them safe. We pray in your name, amen. Thank you. If you can help us by picking up those baskets and taking them to the men in back, we appreciate that.